Unit 17. Listening. Page 84. 1. Christina Bunt.
We had a pretty major management structure change. Our management structure was quite top-heavy. We tended to have a store manager, an assistant store manager, a personnel manager, a customer service manager. Every department had a manager. Every department had a deputy manager. And then we had supervisors. So we went through a process where we really refined the management system. And it's now a store manager in a normal size store, a store manager, two trading managers, a customer service manager, personnel manager, and then each department in the store has a section manager. The only difficulty that we've got is that there is the danger that the section manager has got such a large number of staff that you lose that day-to-day contact. And because we're 24 hours and we've got people that work, you know, short shifts, they may not see their manager very often.
2. Jane Milton.
I don't know. People often suggest to me that, you know, because of the internet, I could live in Scotland again and still do the job that I do. But I couldn't, because London is where many of the head offices of companies are, and people still want to see you face to face. And I would be going up and down all the time on planes. And also, a lot of the ingredients that I use wouldn't necessarily be available to me there. And okay, they would be if I planned ahead and got them 3 days later. For me also, London is full of inspiration for me because it's such a multicultural place and because it's so cosmopolitan that a lot of my inspiration comes from seeing new things here, which I wouldn't get if I was in a remote Scottish hillside village with my laptop.
3. Lewis Bronze.
We're looking at putting some of our content onto a PDA. That's quite exciting for us, and I think that's probably the next area of development. A PDA is a personal digital assistant. So these are mini computers with screens that are big enough to run video, small screens, but you can run video on them. And we're looking for educational applications. We think it's possible that this device could really give a child access 24/7 to the internet, to learning resources. So they might be lying in bed, they might be sitting on the bus, and they might be doing some research, doing some homework. And we want to make sure that we have espresso resources available.